The Board of Governors has been very cautious over the last 4 years in exercising the will of the citizens of Florida, in part because the board was worried about clashing with the other branches of government. The board is very much committed to collaboration and partnership. The current budget crisis, coupled with a new approach to governance that was approved in the legislature, puts at risk the will of the citizens in the 2002 vote. So it was a broader philosophical issue that led the board finally and very reluctantly to get involved in this action by Senator Graham and Representative Fry.
Are you disappointed that, I know there was problems sometimes with Governor Bush. We've got a new governor, Charlie Crist, here. He finally did turn around a couple weeks ago and granted the tuition hike in 2008, but still this resistance seemingly by elected officials in Florida to really help fund the university school system.
Well, basically, what we recognize that the legislature and that the governor have significant pressures on them coming from all directions. The Board of Governors has a razor-like focus now on what's in the best interest of students, and it has a fiduciary responsibility based upon the vote of the citizens in 2002. So we are working with the governor, and we are working with the legislature, but to be candid, there's only two ways that we can maintain the quality of the state university system. One is to receive, maintain our state support, and two is through tuition. We're doing as much as we can on advanced research. We've doubled our research dollars in the last decade. We are having very significant fundraising campaigns, but in the main, to continue to maintain our doors open, we are going to have to do much better on the financial base, and that was what the decision was about yesterday.
The Board of Governors on Tuesday also instituted a 3-year freeze on freshman enrollment at the funded level, meaning they will not increase the number of freshmen that are admitted to public universities. Chancellor Mark Rosenberg breaks that down further.
We will continue to admit new students, new freshmen, next year, but we will cap our total enrollments, freshman enrollment, at about 38,000, which is what we admitted this year. However, we will continue to admit or community college students who have the appropriate qualifications. So what we're saying is that we are going to get students in and get them out. We have been admitting students so fast that our graduation rates have tailed off, have stagnated. And so we can get them in, but we can't get them out. This was an initiative to maintain quality in the state university system that I know the citizens of our state want for our universities.